Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. The sun is shining bright. The sun is shining bright. Today is Wednesday. It is Wednesday. What day is today? Let's go and see. Today is the 20... It's not exactly the 22nd. It's April 22nd already, ladies and gentlemen. We have less than a week left in April. It's not May yet. We have more than less than a week left to get what we need done. This month we've been talking about activation. We've been talking about activating your life, activating your journal, activating whatever you need it activated. And it is for a purpose. It is for a reason why you're going through what you're going through. It is for a reason why you're going through and dealing what you're going through. But activating is something important that you need to understand in everyday life. The reason why I picked activation is because activation is something that we don't often think about. We often think about, oh, I got to do this chore, or, oh, I got to look happy, oh, I got to look positive, oh, I got to look like I want a connection. But most times, why don't you just activate? Just activate. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be a heavy word. Oh, my God, how am I going? Activation is very important for you to understand, because every day I activate what I do, no matter if it's an opportunity for you to jump in to my network marketing business and make billions of dollars, or if it's just to listen to the show. Activation. And I want to thank you for those who have been connecting with us on, Monday. But today we're talking about activating the kid in you. Everybody has a kid in you. From the time that you were born. Oh, and before I get into that, there is still the challenge going on. Still the challenge going on. So you want to email me. There's a couple of things going on. This is called the event moment. The event moment. Right now. It is the week before April ends. And there is still a preview going on for my mompreneur's book that I will be putting on Lulu, I'll be putting on Amazon, I'll be putting all over, and I'll be talking about it in May. Also, Mompreneurs Conference is coming up quick. You don't want to miss it. Invite your moms to come on, invite your aunties, whoever is the influence of your mother in your life. I want you to get ready and put them on. Let them listen. It may not be a whole hour, but at least it's something. At least we're here, we're speaking, we're talking to you about mother. We're going to do all kinds of topics. Next month, we're only going to do 2 days, Thursday and Friday. But still, I advise you to tune in. Tune in, 626-696-8566. You can call in, you can ask a question. We're only going to limit people to talk for 15 minutes, and then about 10 minutes we will answer questions or whatever that is on your mind, mothers. You can call in and just tell us, you know, what's going on in your world. What's going on in your world? I know that there's an audience out there listening to me today, so I want to thank you for listening to me. on Jamie's Journal. This is the Journal Strategist, and we will be pumping it up in the fall with another Vision Conference 2015. We are going to have some special guests. I can't say because I don't want to give it away, but we are going to get into the activation. You know, many times when I talk about activation, I'm not just talking about having a positive day. I'm talking about literally going out there and changing somebody's life. Changing somebody's life. When's the last time you activated your attitude and changed somebody's life, literally, right before your eyes? When's the last time you said, you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to smile and give somebody some money. You know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to use my gift and I'm going to see who needs money or needs me to pay their grocery bill. Ladies and gentlemen, how will you activate your life today? That's why I've been doing these lessons on activating in April. I want you to think, literally, how am I activating my life? How am I activating my mind? My everyday being. You know, you can't activate your frustrations and your negativity. Let me say that again. You can't activate your frustrations and your negativity. You can activate the joy in you, the peace in you. I should have talked about activating your joy because so many people today don't have joy. They're looking at, they're sitting there right now. It is 10 o'clock. Everyone's sitting there looking at the TV. Everyone's sitting there looking at Channel 6 to Channel 10 or Channel 3. And they don't understand the TV is feeding them instead of them being fed. Let me say that again. The TV is feeding them, meaning you're not getting up now watching TV at 10 o'clock in the morning. You may be watching Rachel Ray. You may be watching something on TV, a movie. But how will you activate your mind? How will you activate your mind to another dimension? Okay, so we're talking about activating the kid in you. Activating the kid in you. How are you thinking today? If you ever have a kid in your life and you are about 30 to about 50, 60, then you understand what I'm talking about. Literally. Activating the kid. There is a kid in you. I don't care what age you are. I don't care if you're 10, you're 12, you're 15. God doesn't look at your age. I know we do. Because I said to a couple times, look, I'm getting older. Hello, you need to remind me of some stuff. literally. You know, the older we get, the more we get set in our ways. So why am I talking to you about activating the kid in you? The kid in you is still there. I don't care if you're 30, you're 40, you're 50. There's still a part of you that says, I need to reach out to my mom today. I need to reach out to my nephews, my nieces, my uncle, my auntie. Because the kid in you is still there. There is a kid in you that's waiting to get out. Sometimes what I do is in my journal, which I haven't done often and I need to do, is just, you know, just draw in your journal. Color in your journal. I know me. I have kids in my life. I have an 8-year-old and I have a 4-year-old. And my 4-year-old, he comes from preschool every day. And he, you know, sometimes he's grumpy. Sometimes he's just acting a little nutty. But for the most part, there are times when I just play along. I just play along with him. When's the last time you played along with your kid, with your nephew, with your niece? When's the last time you said, you know what, instead of doing so much adult stuff, because we are influenced every day around adult things. We are influenced every day around social media, around our parents, around our social workers, around our business owners, around people who are selling you stuff. The phone's constantly ringing. Hello? You need to pay this bill. Hello? You need to pay that bill. Hello? You need to... When's the last time you put down that phone and said, you know what, I'm just going to go and I'm going to go play, or I'm going to help my kid do better? When's the last time you put down the adult things and did something that your nephew or your nieces needed? When is the last time you took them out to breakfast, you took them out to lunch, you took them out to dinner, you took them out to play? You said, you know what, let's go out and play ball. When is the last time? So I want you to get your journal out and paper, pen, and I want you to write down some important nuggets, some important things. Because it is critical that as an adult, we forget to realize, hey, when's the last time I played? When's the last time I did a word search? When's the last time I did solitaire? When's the last time I picked up a crayon and I just colored? When is the last time I actually went out and looked at a dog or a cat? We forget the kid in you is still waiting to get out. That's why sometimes we play. That's why sometimes we tell jokes at work. And sometimes why we, I don't know, sometimes you are so busy acting like an adult that you don't realize, when's the last time I played with my nephews? You know, right now, with my four-year-old, I can understand where you're coming from. I can understand you're busy. I understand you got 10, 20 things going on in your life. I understand. Trust me, I'm 30. I'm in my 30s. I got things going on right and left. But guess what? I take the time out to activate the kid that is in me and teach my nephew something that he has never learned, which is the word. He knows the word. He goes to a Christian kindergarten. He goes to a Christian pre-K school, but still I teach him the word. I teach him about, you know, just simple lessons, just simple things. You know, and I'm trying to get him ready for kindergarten. So, you know, when's the last time, ladies and gentlemen, you actually call them on the phone and say, hey, how you doing, buddy? What's going on? And had a 10, 15-minute conversation over the phone. Example, my nephew was in the back of the car yesterday, and I get these allergies all the time. I'm always having allergies. And one of the things that I often do is I ask my nephew, you know, what did he do in school? You know, what did he do? Did he color? Did he paint? And, you know, and I could see it when he comes from preschool because things are on his fingers. If he painted or colored with a marker, you can really see what's on his fingers. If he did glue, you can see the glue that is stuck on his fingers. And I'm like, what's that? He's like, oh, that's just glue. When's the last time When's the last time you sat down and talked to your nephew or your niece or your cousin? That's and for, I don't know, it could be in their teens, and they just may need some extra help. When is the last time? You said, let's go for a walk. You know, I remember my oldest nephew, when he used to live downstairs, one of the things that he used to do is we used to play ball. I used to sit down and watch a show or two with him. Sometimes we would go for a walk, you know. Sometimes we would go to the playground, which, you know, it depends on his mood and how he acts. But, you know, kids today are very, very challenging. I wouldn't say challenging, because kids today, if you have not tapped into their world, you should tap into their world, because nowadays they have tablets. Nowadays they don't go outside and play like they should. Nowadays in school they have computers, and some people, I think last year somebody was talking about a tablet in kindergarten. And I was like, what? A tablet? They don't need no tablet in kindergarten. When's the last time you tapped into their world and said, hey, what'd you do in school? What'd you do? Did you color? Did you paint? Did you play with the kids? My nephew is excited to go to preschool once he gets there and gets things going. But how will you tap into that kid that is in you? The only way to do it is to get around other kids. The only way to do it is to get around your nephews and your nieces or your cousin. I don't know, maybe you have a teen in your arena, in your area, and you need to tap into them. Teens today are even quicker. You know, sex, drugs, let's go clubbing. When's the last time you turned their mind around? Activating the kid in you takes some thought, takes some concepts, takes some goals to sit down and write down and make a difference in someone else's life. You know, honestly, I don't always wanna watch my nephews, but guess what? That's what I'm doing. And you're not gonna always feel like it. Let me just put it out there on the table. You're not going to always feel like it. You're not going to always want to be there 24/7. You're not going to always want to be there. The ones that are going to be saying it's okay, it's all right. Even yesterday, my nephew, he was playing. Well, he wasn't playing, but he scratched me, you know, on my arm because he didn't want to get up. Now, you know, the adult in me could have hit him, slapped him, and everything else. But guess what? I didn't do that. I said, okay. Sometimes you got to let things go. That's my point on that one. You know, nowadays, sometimes you just got to let things go. My nephews, a lot of times, they drink juice. They don't drink water. My 8-year-old nephew, when he gets home from school, the first thing he does is go into the house and turn on the tablet. My 4-year-old, I can get one or two worksheets or 3 worksheets out of him to do before he even watches TV. But everything is going fast. Everything is going. Everything, and you got to learn how to tap into it when the time comes. You don't have time to sit there and say, well, I'll call them one day. You got to learn how to tap into it regardless of whether you feel like it or not. Because The times are changing. The times are moving. The times are not like they used to be. When I was little, I used to play with my Barbie dolls. I used to watch TV, and I used to go out and play. Times are shifting. Times are moving. Times are changing. Now everything is virtual. Now everything you don't have, you know, you don't. Things are virtual. I was just thinking that before I got on here. Everything is virtual. Virtual. It's not, oh, let me go to the store. No. Sometimes now you can go online and get your groceries online and go and pick it up. I don't know who uses that, but I heard of it. I was like, what? I can put my groceries online and then go and pick up my groceries. That's scary, isn't it? Times are shifting. Times are changing. Times are moving. You know, I'm scared. Well, I'm kind of scared of what I see in 2016 because things are moving quick, fast. You know, if you ever look in your house, remember, last year, I think it was, CDs, DVDs. Now, everything is automated. Everything is automated. Before, you used to pick up a word search book. You used to pick up a dot-to-dot book. You used to pick up all that stuff. Nowadays, hopefully I don't click off. Excuse me for a second. Okay, these people. Nowadays, you have people doing all kinds of stuff, and it's automated. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Times are changing, and the kid is still in you, but how will you use it? The kid is still in you, but how will you use it? The kid is still in you. But how will you use it? Will you still spend time with your nephews, with your nieces, with the kids that are around you, or will you just work, and not have any time for anybody else but to sit there and watch TV? The TV is feeding you, but you're not feeding what you want to feed on during the day. So, you know, I know that there's people out there today that are listening to me, and they're probably still laying in bed, and it's almost 11 o'clock. But how will you feed your mind? How will you feed your activation? How will you feed the kids, the people that are in your life? We got to get out of this. Well, I'll just sit here and call them one day. Well, I'll just ask them or him or her and see how that is. Times are changing. When I was little, I didn't have a tablet. I remember having to go upstairs, watch TV, and put a hanger on my TV just to watch TV. I remember as soon as dark came, I had to be in the house. Times are changing. When's the last time you said, you know what, this weekend I'm spending some time with my nephew? Kids are moving too fast, too quick, and sometimes you got to calm them down and say, look, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk. That's what I told my nephew yesterday. He was acting a little funny, a little crazy. I said, look, before you go to sleep, we're going to sit down and we're going to have a talk. So what are you going to do from this show? How do you want to activate what I just told you to do? You know, there's two kinds of people. There's people that will listen to me, and then there's people that will listen to me and take action, but there's other people that will just listen to me and just say, oh, well, Oh, well. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next year. Kids are important. And if you need to activate the kid in you, you need to go spend some time with a kid to get activated. I'm going to thank you for joining me for another episode of Jamie's Journal. You can email me and we can continue the conversation. Jamie's Journal@gmail.com. JamiesJournal@gmail.com. I want to say God bless you. And remember to activate. Sometimes you got to wake yourself up and say, look, I'm going to activate my day, no matter how negative, no matter how crazy, no matter how frustrated I seem. The activation's in you. All you got to do is tap into it. All right, so join me. I'm still twisted in between doing a show either tomorrow or Friday at 10 a.m., so just stay tuned. But next week we'll be on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then the following week in May, we're starting to be on Thursdays and Fridays at 10 a.m. in the month of May. So you want to join me in the month of May because Mompreneurs Conference, you don't want to miss it. We're going to be talking about everything from makeup to teens to what to do, what not to do. Entrepreneurship, businesses, opportunities. You don't want to miss it. Even Arlene's story. You want to hear Arlene's story as well. And I'll be passing out Mompreneur's books to those people who signed up to be a speaker. So you don't want to miss your opportunity. You can still sign up to be a speaker. You get the book totally, totally free. What do you got to lose? You get a book that's free. I'd jump on it myself if I could. So I'm letting all you entrepreneurs, mompreneurs out there know, you know, this is a one-time deal. When it gets online, that's it. The book is at least going to be $25. So I want to thank you for joining me for Jamie's Journal. The Journal Strategist, I will chat with you either tomorrow or Friday. I want to say God bless you and have a wealthy, activated Wednesday.